Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host.
If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach nationwide. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best every day. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss home safety, specifically radon, which comes up through the ground. When I represent buyers as a realtor here in Portland, Oregon, one of the standard things I recommend in addition to the regular home inspection is a tank sweep if it's an older home, a sewer scope, and a radon test. Today, we're going to talk about the radon portion of this equation, and I'll tell you why. I just closed as a buyer's realtor on a 100-year-old home here in Oregon City. Our radon test came back at 10.2 picocuries with a concentration of 17.5 max. This is significant and especially alarming because the sellers were in assisted living for advanced health complications, and I couldn't help but wonder if it was because of the home they had been living in and sleeping in for years. This was the air they had been breathing, full of radon. It's so scary. According to the Just Radon website, there are over 21,000 deaths each year in the United States alone from radon poisoning. Radon is a toxic radioactive gas that's formed in the Earth's crust, and it will follow the path of least resistance to the surface. Sometimes that means escaping from under your foundation, which is where it enters the air you breathe in your home. It's colorless, odorless. You can't even tell that it's there. That is why it can be frightening.
And there's over 2 million seismic shifts every year across our planet. Imperceptible. But that will alter the pathways that the radon is getting to the surface.
Radon has been a known issue for underground workers for decades. It was first discovered to be an issue in residences in the mid-1980s. In 1988, the U.S. Congress passed the Indoor Radon Abatement Act, followed in 2009 by the National Radon Awareness Act to further advocate for radon awareness. I want to welcome expert and special guest Lawrence Belland from Just Radon. So that we're all on the same page, why don't you tell me what a picocurie is?
Sure. So a picocurie per liter, that's what that means, that P-I-C-L slash L. And a pico is a measurement, it's a trillion. A curie is a measurement of radiation that was named after Marie Curie, who discovered radium in 1903 and was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize. She was the first person to win two Nobel Prizes. She later died of radiation poisoning. 10.2 picocuries would be equivalent to smoking a little over a pack of cigarettes a day or getting 500 chest x-rays a year.
Holy buckets, that is intense.
There's a lot of research going into radon, especially over the last 10 or 15 years. They've discovered that besides radon being the number two cause of lung cancer behind smoking, they've also found radon accumulated in the brains of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's patients in non-smoking Parkinson's and Alzheimer's patients, they have 10 times more radon accumulated in their brains than those without that neurological disorder. Malignant melanoma, early childhood leukemia, stomach cancer from radon in the water, if homes are on a well. Well, radon overall, I mean, radon is radioactive. There's nothing good that comes from radon. Every study that's been done, not just the United States, but across the world, the Netherlands, Sweden, Canada, every study that's been done on the ill effects of radon on humans has been long-term exposure, like 15, 20 years to radon under 2 picocuries. So when you hear about people talking about, a lot of times you hear about from real estate brokers, oh, you're at 3.9, you're safe. When the EPA established 4 as a threshold for abatement, it had nothing to do with health and safety. It had to do with feasibility. Because in 1988, when Congress funded the EPA and I think it was the Radon Clear Air Act, Congress established a goal to have all buildings, the indoor air of all buildings, to be at 0.5. But back then, we didn't have the technology that we have today. I mean, back then, you'd have to have a Volkswagen engine strapped to the side of your house to create those negative pressures to be able to get rid of the radon. But it would be so expensive and obtrusive that they just didn't do it. So they said, okay, with what was available, they could get it down to below 4. But the EPA has always said, consider abating between 2 picocuries and 3.9 picocuries. 4 picocuries is a 5-alarm fire. That is all hands on deck. That's a hard stop for abatement. The World Health Organization, their hard stop is 2.7. Now, I was in the radon symposium a few weeks ago in Nashville. It's the big annual radon convention. And the talk is that the EPA is definitely going to be lowering their threshold for abatement. The highest it will be 2.7, but they think it's going to go to 2 picocuries. So that shows you how serious that this radon issue is.
And so if I'm understanding correctly, this literally is a thing everywhere in the world, because I have listeners on the other side of the globe. And so this is relevant no matter where you live.
Radon is everywhere on the planet. The only way to know how much is to test, because you can't see it, taste it, smell it, feel it. It's impervious to the senses. But it starts with uranium. And uranium is very common in the Earth's crust. It's 50 times more common than gold and 200 times more common than silver. So uranium breaks down into radium, and radium breaks down into radon gas. And it's the radon gas that is very dangerous. It's way more dangerous than uranium itself or radium, because as you inhale it or ingest it, it attaches to your lung tissue. And as it breaks down, because the half-life of radon is only 3.8 days, so it is constantly blowing off these alpha particles, and they leave with such force that they will etch glass. And in fact, it's called an alpha track radon detector. And what it is, it's a little device that has a piece of glass on the inside of it. And when you send that into the lab, they have a machine that counts the etchings on that glass that was left by the alpha particles. So you can imagine when you ingest this, it attaches to your lung tissue. As those alpha particles break out, it hits your DNA. If it kills the DNA, that's actually a good thing. But if it wounds it, that's the mutation that causes the cancer that starts to grow and then metastasizes throughout your body.
Holy cow. So tell me about the current technology that you use for testing.
Well, there's a lot of monitors that are certified, and they have to be. They're called CRMs, continuous radon monitor. And I've seen some home monitors that some home inspectors are using, and they're these little Corentium home devices, and they're good monitors, but they don't really give you an accurate reading until after a week. And they don't sense anything else. They don't sense movement. They don't sense barometric pressure, temperature, humidity. Those are all the things that the CRMs that the EPA has approved for real estate transactions. It has to be a CRM, and it has to be calibrated within the last year. Those are the devices that we use in real estate transactions. We use the AirThings Corentium Pro, and those are very precise. So if you open a window in the winter upstairs, and say you're testing in the basement, the warm air inside the house, as that's escaping through that window, it's going to suck the radon in from underneath the house, and it's going to create a false positive. That's called the stack effect. And in the summertime, it's just the opposite. So radon levels are typically a quarter to one third the level as they are in the winter. So in other words, whatever reading you have in the summer, it's going to be 2 to 3 times higher in the winter. That's due to the disequilibrium between interior and exterior temperatures. And it's, you know, we're talking about the physics of a gas, and it doesn't take much. I mean, it just does not take much to move that radon around.
So tell me, if you're an average homeowner and you're not in the middle of a sale and you're concerned about this, what is their path forward?
They should always test. I mean, you can buy these little monitors. I just saw some at Home Depot. They're the Airthings Corentium Home. It's the same manufacturer that uses the Pro model that we use. And I saw them at Home Depot for $100. And those things, after a week, they're very precise. They can also go to freeoregonradontest.com and they can get an activated charcoal test for $4.85. It's the same test that the American Lung Association sells on their website for $18. Just follow the instructions, but you should always test. And radon is a dynamic, so it's not a steady state. I'll tell you, I had this seller of a home in West Lynn, and they called us out there to get an abatement. He goes, Lawrence, he goes, I can't believe it. These buyers said they want to test for radon. We said, go ahead. We just bought this place 4 years ago. It came in at 1. And so the buyers tested. It came back at 6.9. And he said, how could that be? Because, you know, our neighbors a couple years ago, they were remodeling it a couple times. Our whole house shook when they were blowing these boulders out. He goes, could that have done it? I said, well, it could have. But it could have been something you never even felt. Just an imperceptible shift in the Earth's crust might have opened up a radon vent, and that radon comes shooting through like a fire hose, or it would have closed it, and that radon builds up and it comes up a mile away. And there's over 2 million seismic shifts every year across our planet. Imperceptible. But that will alter the pathways that the radon is getting to the surface.
So the other thing, if you've not been involved in a real estate transaction before, you may not know, they recommend the entire home be closed and sealed as best it can for that entire 48 hours so that it gets an accurate reading.
That's called closed house conditions. And that's to get a reliable test, that's mandatory. And it's not that hard to achieve. Now, you can't, during that period, for 12 hours before the test and during throughout the test, the 48-hour test, you can't open any windows. Come and go normally, just shut the door behind you. If you've got exhaust fans above your stove, in the bathroom, in the laundry room, use them as needed, but turn them off as soon as you're done. Your dryer will even affect a radon level. If you've got a whole house fan, turn that off through the entire time. If you've got an AC unit in your window, put it on recirculate. You don't want to be pumping air in from the outside. Even with an abatement system, the EPA recommends testing your home every 2 years for radon.
Fascinating. What does it cost for abatement?
You have to see the property. We did one. It was just about a $20,000 job. It was in White Salmon, Washington. It was an enormous crawl space. They wanted it encapsulated. We did it with one system, but it was just a big job. But typically, if it's a sub slab, depending on what's underneath the slab, how it is to create the suction point, you're probably looking between $2,500 and $3,500 for a system that's going to get you at least to 2.7. That should be the very minimum that you're going to want a radon level guarantee to. We have the lowest radon level guarantee in the nation at 1.7, and that's with our Safe Air system. That's a comprehensive system.
Well, I will be sure to put your contact information in the show notes. And I wanted to ask you, I've been in a class with you before and where you spoke and you had a really moving story.
I went to pick up a radon test. It was in a property in Salem, beautiful property and beautiful estate. And it's been in the family for 3 generations, I think for 67 years, 77 years, something like that. And I was just picking it up, the monitor. The buyer's agent had hired us to do the radon testing. And I went to pick it up. And this woman just happened to be there. She was selling the property and she was just taking care of a couple of things. She says, yeah, what's up with this radon deal? I mean, I've never heard of that before. So I explained it to her. And the last thing I told her, you know, I told her about the Alzheimer's and about childhood leukemia. And most people, I think, know it's the number one cause of lung cancer for non-smokers. And she just turned as white as a ghost. And it turns out that her mother and her grandmother both died of lung cancer. And I asked her, I said, well, how long have you lived in the Salem? Because I grew up here. And so I told her about the LDCT test. I said, well, you know, listen, you're at a level. I did tell her. I said it came back at 2.1. Every health organization in the world has their studies on radon and the ill effects have been to long-term exposure to under 2 picocuries. So I told her about this LDCT test, and I ended up texting it to her. About a year later, I get this call. It was from her. And she said, yeah, I got that test done, and they discovered a little tumor on my lung. And she was going to call me right then and thank me, but she goes, I wasn't sure what the outcome was going to be. When she called me, she had just left her doctor. She was completely clear.
And oh, my gosh.
She just said, I wouldn't have put that together in a million years. I never would even have thought. I just thought it was bad luck or maybe genetics. Her mother and her grandmother succumbed to that. But the really insidious thing about lung cancer is it doesn't show up until it's at stage 3 or stage 4. Stage 3, the prognosis is 5 years. Stage 4, 6 months. So early detection is the key. So if you've got somebody that's been in a home for 20 or 30 years and they've got radon levels above 2 picocuries, they should get that LDCT test, because it's a very inexpensive test. A doctor will give them a referral in 2 seconds if they hear about the history and how long they've been there. And if it's, if they've been in a home of 4 picocuries or 10 picocuries or 20, which we hear that a lot, people say, I feel fine. There's nothing wrong with me. They don't know what's going on inside their body. The thing that I can't emphasize enough is to test. They could buy a home that tests low and the next week it can be testing high,
Right. Because like you said, the earth is always shifting. And so where it's coming up today may not be where it's coming up tomorrow. So like a moving target. So if listeners live in Oregon, can you remind them where they can get that test?
FreeOregonRadonTest.com. If they're outside of Oregon, they'll be rejected.
If you live outside of Oregon, but still are in the United States, I'm going to include a link in the show notes for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency website. And there is a radon FAQ that includes a link along the left-hand side to find a radon test kit based on where you live. If you haven't listened to episode 5 yet, it has a fond place in my heart because it's all about tackling the space that doesn't get used in your home. I pose questions to really think through each of your spaces and evaluate if they're being used to their best and highest potential. If you haven't listened yet, or if it's been a while, check back in on episode 5. Sometimes our lives shift and we're experiencing a different season with kids that have left the house, or maybe you had a baby or twins. Maybe you have parents living with you now. This is a great time to reevaluate your space with episode 5. When you buy a home with a realtor who's also a home functionality coach, you get the added value of an expert to think through how the spaces can be used to its best and highest potential, specific to the needs, passions, and values of your family. If you're thinking of buying or selling, or know someone that is, use an agent that has dual expertise. I can also list a home and stage it to make sense out of odd spaces so you get the most out of your investment. I have gift certificates available for a home functionality coaching session, so you can ask your partner for a session with me as a gift. Sometimes we aren't quick to spend money on ourselves, but now you can ask for coaching to create a home that thrives, even if it's just as simple as making sense out of the space that we've never been able to figure out, or I really wish this space over here were beautiful and I can't figure out how to do that. Head over to my website, spaceandreason.com, and click on the Imagine link. If you know someone that has lived in a home a very long time and you suspect that they've never had radon testing done, kindly share this episode with them. You may be a person that could save someone's life. Thanks for sitting in on this episode with me. I'll see you back here next time.